We need to start composing here on KenBraverman.com. We need to start writing music. My son is somehow talented at coming up with new music, and he plays the piano, and I don't know if he can do it with other instruments, but I'm sure he probably could. Anyway, music is phenomenal. Phenomenal's been the word of the pod. I'll start using something else. Anyway, it's a Ken Braverman podcast. How's it going? Good morning. It's 6:34 a.m. on March 25th, 2018. We are marching our way through March, aren't we? I missed the news and everything else. I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina right now, searching for a place to go take a picture by the beach as the sun comes up. It's not quite raining. I think it's kind of cloudy, but I have a feeling. If you search hard enough for a picture of the sun coming up when you are by a beach and a coastline, you're eventually gonna find it. No matter how cloudy it is. It could be a hurricane, you're still gonna get a good shot. Anyway, how's everyone doing? It's nice to start the day bright and early. I do have some heavy political talk to talk about standing up to people. But I want to first talk about starting the day because I realized, like, what am I doing? It's 6:35 a.m. on a Sunday. I just woke up about half an hour ago after sleeping from, I don't know, I fell asleep probably about 8:30 last night because I hadn't slept for a day because I drove all the way from Florida. Anyway, I'm by a beach just kind of looking around. There's parking here. All right. A lot of places I can do this. So it's early, and now many of us like to sleep in. Gosh, I mean, after a rough night, rough night of boozing downtown in Burlington, Vermont, boozing after college, you want to sleep until noon, 1 p.m. sometimes. I did that many times in college, and you start the day later. You're always behind. Your body's recovering from being assaulted with alcohol and God knows what else. Anyway, the point is, as you get older and you really need to accomplish things and get on a schedule, sleeping until noon generally doesn't work out. Staying in bed and watching cable news like the president until 9 or 10 p.m., 10 a.m., if that's really what was happening, which is funny, is, and probably still happens, is it, whatever. You need to get up super early and get started early, and many times that leads to accomplishing more during the day. You start earlier and you get your mind turned on earlier. So I really wanted to get what motivated me to start doing at least sunrise pics. Let's see if that's the thing, is I have trouble getting on a normal schedule daily. The way that the Earth rotates every 24 hours, and that's how the sun hits you, coupled with the angle of the Earth at that time of year, that's how much sun you get. That's why the sunrise will get earlier up until about June something, and then change and flip the other way. The way the Earth does that doesn't always work with best with my brain schedule. I want to be up for more than 24 hours sometimes. For example, I fell asleep last night. I'm still waking up. I've slept for about I guess 9 or 10 hours here. But before that, I had been up for like 36 hours almost. I slept like 2 little half-hour pockets in there driving up, right? Which is a ton of awake time. Was I tired sometimes? But not really till the very end, right? And you can train your body to do this just like you can train your body to do anything. And I think that back in high school and college, many of us go through this schedule where we have to be awake for school, and then we have to be awake for a job, and then we have to be awake for like a third thing that we do reliably. And so your body sometimes just like can't sleep for a couple days. And you have to get used to operating like that. And some people will take drugs to do that. I don't necessarily need to do that. I have been drugged before by friends, either intentionally or unintentionally, or me knowing or not knowing. It has happened, and I don't like that feeling. I don't need to do that, really. I can just stay awake, like, have some coffee. I mean, coffee is a drug. Sorry, there's caffeine. There's legal drugs out there that I will use. So the point is, so when you're the Earth's rotation is on this in your daily schedule. I'm driving next to like a beach here. This is pretty nice. I'm gonna find something. I can already see the sun kind of peeking from behind the clouds. It's 6:39 a.m. and Google told me that the sun rises at 7:05. And I'm not gonna run over you people. Are you guys packing? What are you doing? Yeah, you're packing to get out of town. See, they're getting up early. A bunch of people here on the side just like with their bags in the middle of the road because they have four cars in their driveway. Anyway, so where was I? So starting early. When you start early, we're actually going to get better sound quality for everybody because I'm going to park. When you start the day early, you got more to work with and the 24-hour schedule. Okay, the schedule... The fact that one can stay up for more than 24 hours or essentially more than like 18 hours, you know, when you add in your sleep time and then add up to a 24-hour day to figure out how you relate to the day. When you think about how your body, your brain can do this, I think of successful people who are super active, like Jay Leno is one I think of. He always, people talked about him only sleeping 4 hours a night. And waking up in the middle of the night to come up with jokes and have his wife write them down. God, if his wife is sleeping next to his wife for like 80 years or however long they've been married, I got to say that what a woman. If that's the way he really works, because he's just has I think it's a zest for life in many ways, which is he wants to be active. He wants to be out there. He wants to be talking. He feeds off that. It's what makes him want to be on this planet and want to be functioning and want to be living. Therefore, why would one want to sleep? And you only sleep the minimal amount that your biological body is telling you it needs to go into a stasis where it can go into, you know, more effective or reliable cell division and whatever that you do when you're asleep that your body needs when you sleep. And boy, it must have rained a lot, or the tides come up here or something. There's a lot of puddles over here. I lied about parking, I guess. Now, anyway, I have this motivation too sometimes. And also when I'm depressed, who've gone through periods of depression, I'm sure that all of us have. I mean, our life cycles in many ways emotionally. And I've gone through periods of depression. And at that time, I want to sleep all the time. Because there's, you know, you don't want to be awake. You don't want to face your problems, right? And so so I was motivated to get up and go get a sunrise pick because why? Because it's not normal. It's not normal that you can be at a different beach every morning because normally you have to have a home base, right? We have to have home bases where we work, where we live, where our families are. And so the fact, the abnormality of it and the uniqueness of it made me motivated and want to do it. And also it gets you up early, serves a couple different purposes. I was like, this is funny. If I got to get a good sunrise pick every day, then all of a sudden I have to start the day at sunrise. I got to figure that one out, which means you got to get up when you're really, really tired sometimes, or you have to stay awake. Anyway, funny thing to think about. Now let's get serious because another thing is I was like, well, let's pod right now while I have 25 minutes waiting for sunrise. And what is there to talk about? What is the most important thing to talk about? And some news that I can believe, but also was wondering why I'm hearing this again. The president did another transgender ban in the military Friday night. And I was like, again, we're going to have to strike this thing down again. We already did this. And I thought it wasn't a big deal. And then I realized what's going on. And it is a big deal. So let's talk about it. Okay. How people express themselves in terms of gender identity, because biology is so fuzzy as it is anyway. We don't even know what everyone's genes are and how they really express. All that stuff. You can have two sets of genitalia. What are you then? What if you were born with two sets of genitalia? What if you are the... I believe there's a myth, it might not be a myth, about Jamie Lee Curtis being born with two sets of genitalia. I don't know if that's true. It's like the Richard Gere one with the gerbil we talked about yesterday. if you listen to that pod. But Jamie Lee Curtis may have been born with a winker. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, should Jamie Lee Curtis not be allowed to be in the military? According to Mike Pence, because she's a woman, or she is half woman, would not be allowed in the military. The point is that this is a stupid conversation, right? However people choose to identify themselves biologically and then also like sexually in the world or whatever, as long as it is not intrusive upon other people or prevents you from doing your job, like you can still be a line cook if you have a vag and a pee-pee. You can still be a line cook in the military. Like, or whatever, like you can, the point is you can do a lot of things, it doesn't really matter. So why is the president doing this? And the president is doing this because the president knows how the military feels. The military, like the rest of the military, like sane people, have all said, no, this is bullshit. We are not banning people from our service because it's not right and we don't want to do it. Well, Putin is exercising his strength in our military. He's seeing how much can Putin do in our military against our military in mass's will. And he's choosing the transgender issue to test this. Putin is testing us. And he's saying, well, how much can he get away with? Because if Putin wants to try to launch a nuclear strike through Trump, will he doesn't want to try it without knowing whether or not he's going to get away with it. Because if he tries it and doesn't get away with it, then it becomes even more ridiculously obvious how owned the president is by the Russians, by Putin. Because like, you know, like we already had this whole do not congratulate Putin thing on the election. Do you know what that whole story was about? My guess, here's my guess on this. My guess is we picked up communications because we're picking up the back end communications between Russians and Trump and the organization and how they pass messages to Trump through the Russians. And the message was, Putin wants to always be checking his power on how much he owns Trump because they are two separate people, right? And when one is an asset of another's government or an hour spy or paid off or being blackmailed or whatever, just like with Trump and Flynn, because Trump kind of owned Flynn for a while, right? Because Flynn is poor and needed money. This is another reason why you don't give clearances to people who are in huge amounts of debt, tremendous amounts of debt to certain individuals, because they can then be manipulated by that. And that's what's going on here. But Flynn had money problems, and it was certainly money problems after his legal problems. And also wanted to be rich. There's that too. They wanted to be rich and powerful. That's the other disease that Michael Flynn has. And I mean, wanting, that's not necessarily a disease, but the things he'd be willing to do to achieve that is the disease. The inability to limit one, to make a moral gauge of one's actions and how they influence your nation, your family, your country, everything. The inability to do that is the disease that Michael Flynn has. Now, but apparently he also has a self-preservation gene, which is why he flipped, or at least for his family. And so there's some degree of conscience there, even though the bravado that you see of Flynn saying, lock her up at conventions, is all a facade over a massive insecurity. I don't know why I'm doing a psychological analysis. I'm like, Flynn, that's not what this pod's about. This pod's about Putin exercising over Trump and over our military. And so Putin is seeing how will the military react to something that he already knows they disagree with, that Trump is executively trying to declare. For example, Putin is doing the tariffs on China, and the steel and aluminum stuff that affects the allies, an indirect way of getting at the allies, or direct way of getting at the allies. So who's doing that? Putin, of course. You didn't hear Putin naming any sanctions on Russia. We responded with these weird sanctions on Russia in the spending legislation that no one even's talking about except for Rachel Maddow. I have got to read what's going on here. I'll do some analysis after we get a sunrise pick and I get home. Oh yeah, we are getting a little light blue. We're going to get some good shots today. So Trump on a Friday night, which means he's trying to act quick. That's why he's doing this on a Friday night. He wants an answer over the weekend. He wants to know how people are going to react when things are out of session. because watch out, man. Watch out. We got to remove. There's a reason why I scream at the top of my lungs on a almost daily basis, and maybe it will be a daily basis if the sun keeps rising. Is because we have to get him out now. It is a national emergency that we remove him from office, and we all know it. We all know it. Everybody knows it. I am good friends with diehard Trump supporters. They love me, and even though they won't admit it, they know it. He is not supposed to be president, and we've done a year. We all did a sentence of 12 months for not protecting our democracy. We are now jailbreaking out of prison, and we are removing him from office. Understood, everyone? Anyone want to debate me on that? Anyone. Anyone. I will tell you why he should not and will be removed from president. Whether it be through an indictment, whether it be through impeachment. I'm sure there are laws of national security. Like, isn't there a citizen's law of national security? Be like, I can prove in court that he is a national security threat. Let's remove him from office. Like good people. Hey, Republicans in Congress. Hey, Rand Paul. I bashed Rand Paul in a YouTube video. You know what happened? Rand Paul changed his tune. Rand Paul got in front of Congress and talked like an American. Rand Paul said he would not endorse Pompeo for head of Secretary of State and Gila Sands or Gila Haspel for Gina Haspel for the head of the CIA. Rand Paul said that. Rand Paul straightened up, at least on those issues. And I don't know if that's because he got his ass beat on a tractor by some dude who jumped him or what, but he changed his tune. And they will all change their tunes. Otherwise, they are not Americans and they are co-conspirators with the Russian government against the United States. And it is end of story. So it is time for all of us to we marched on Washington. I wasn't there. I'm sorry. All the ladies and all the kids marched on. And I'm sure there were guys too. All marched and said, this is ridiculous. Let's do something. Let's ban AR-15s and do things we remind people to do on this podcast. Let's ban AR-15s. Hey, did anybody introduce a legislation to ban AR-15s? Just one law. The banning, I did a podcast about it and I titled it the name of the law, which is the AR-15 ban of 2018. We have till the end of the year to pass this and we should do it tomorrow. We should do it tomorrow. What would happen if we did it tomorrow? The NRA, which apparently is also an arm of the Russian government, who knew? The NRA would suffer a defeat and would realize that their hold on our Congress is not impervious to breaking. And that the democracy and that the people are smart enough to see what's going on, call a spade, and not allow our Congress to be bought off by special interest. And is the harder they stand and the more rigid that they are with everything, the need to defend at all costs. Like, you think that AR-15s should be legal for people in citizens' hands, like 19-year-olds that are talking on Facebook about bringing guns to school or whatever should be able to buy AR-15s? Are you fucking crazy? And the answer is, if you are, you shouldn't be in charge of our laws and you shouldn't be owning our legislatures. The answer is, of course not. Let's ban AR-15s and let's just do it. That's it. I'll talk to Warner. I'll talk to my senator. I don't care if we have a vote and you see who says no to that. When you see who says no to that, you know who's owned by the Russian government because there's no defense. There's no defense that we need AR-15s. Absolutely none. You don't need them. And I'm sure there's another assault rifle that's just as deadly that I don't know about. Fine. We'll get them one at a time. I don't care. The AR-15 ban of 2018 goes into effect tomorrow. No, we need to literally... like, pass legislation that says that. I'm right back where I started. How did that happen? Oh, this is a really good shot. I will take a shot from right around here. Okay. Are we 17 minutes in? Let's take a look. Oh, we're 19 and 40. Okay. Testing. That's what we're getting right now, is we're getting tested by Putin how much he has over our military. So if we are going to pass this test, as the test applies to everything coming out of Trump's mouth and everybody he's trying to appoint and everything he's trying to do, the answer is no. And there really needs to be a march on the White House. I think that we need to sit in or sit outside of the White House. We literally need to have like everybody go where it's, you know, where you're allowed to stand and say that we're not, like, we're standing in protest of a clear injustice in our White House, and he must resign, he must be removed, Congress must do something. We just don't leave, you know, like, we just go there, whatever legally the rules are about how long you can go. You can't like set up a tent and stay there, but you can stand. Like, people can go and do shifts of standing, and I think that's legal. I'll double check all of that. Like, everyone check me on the legality of going and what your sort of protest rights are around the White House and around the U.S. Capitol. I think that we need to make a visual presence permanent until we remove this injustice. It's a stand against Putin is really what it is. There's enough evidence to show that the influence is too great with Trump. And it is a national security issue, and we must remove him immediately. So Ken Braverman is out.